Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. The early spring-like weather that we're enjoying has drawn North Atlantic right whales to Massachusetts waters earlier and in larger numbers than any year in recent memory. That's a good thing for scientists who study these critically endangered animals, but unfortunately, this can be a dangerous neighborhood for right whales.
Massachusetts Bay, of course, has one of the busiest shipping lanes in the world leading in and out of Boston Harbor. And right whales are particularly vulnerable to ship strike because they feed right up at the surface of the water. Making matters worse, they have no dorsal fin, which makes them harder for mariners to spot with the naked eye.
But for the first time ever this season, they won't have to. A consortium of private and public partners led by the International Fund for Animal Welfare today unveiled a mobile app that will give ship captains near real-time data on the location of right whales in the shipping lanes. Radio Boston's Adam Ragusea saw a demo of the technology on Fish Pier in South Boston this morning. Hi, Adam.
Good afternoon.
So how does it work, Adam?
This is the payoff of a long-term project that has set up the world's first acoustical detection net for right whales right here in Mass Bay. As you guys mentioned, they're hard to spot, so the best way to find them is to listen for them, and here's what they sound like. Can we hear that again, actually? Well done, well done. So there is now a network of these big, I've seen them, 8-foot listening buoys out there listening for that sound all the time. There are 10 of them running out of Boston Harbor and down along the Outer Cape. They transmit their data to a computer at Cornell University, which ultimately translates it into information that you can see on the app. It's called Whale Alert. It's free. I just downloaded it on my iPhone here from the App Store, and check it out. You want to see?
Okay, so this is Whale Alert, and oh, looks like there's whales in the bay right now.
Well, that signifies those are the buoys. Yeah.
Right under our studios.
Green and yellow whale tails.
But it's all superimposed over a chart, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to be connected to a Wi-Fi network or to a ship's onboard data network called AIS in order to get this near real-time data we're talking about whale detections. But even here with our just little 3G connection, you can see our location on a nautical chart, and you can see where we are relative to these various right whale protection zones in which ships are legally required to slow down to 10 knots, which is, you know, slow for a big cruise liner or a container ship. These are zones that are sort of constantly shifting due to the time of year and also in response to aerial whale spottings that the government does. It's a hard thing for a ship captain to keep track of, so now if you sail into one of those zones, your iPhone will vibrate and you'll hear this. And then you'll know to slow down.
Now, Adam, don't big ships already have things like sonar and sophisticated computers and other technology to help them spot obstacles like this? Do they need this iPhone app?
Well, some of them do, but as you guys mentioned, right whales are skim feeders, right? They hang out right at the top. So something like a fish finder on a ship is not able to spot them unless you're just right on top of them and it's too late. Plus, the computer system that most ships use called ECDIS, I'm told, is very behind the times. It doesn't have the capacity to overlay this GPS data on a chart, plus all the other warnings and the notifications that mariners need. An iPhone or an iPad is really the best tool available right now for this.
So this is mostly intended for professional mariners, from what I hear you saying. But iPhone, iPad, seems like anybody can download the app and use it.
That's right, which kind of got me thinking, you know, you could imagine this app having the opposite of its intended effect in the hands of pleasure boaters. You know, you got some guy out on his yacht diddling with his iPad, and he's like, oh, hey, wow, Jerry, there's, you know, whales over there. Let's go see them. I asked about that at the press conference this morning, and here's what Brad Winnie, one of the app developers, told me.
We actually had long discussions about this. I think the benefits of massive distribution of this kind of information are just too important and too widespread to give up. In fact, Virgil, my business partner, and I were at the Miami Boat Show, and we'd heard about this 75-foot pleasure yacht that had run into a whale outside of Jacksonville. And he had no idea about the seasonal management areas, none whatsoever. And he would have avoided that, I think, if he'd had that data.
And I should say that there are only there are one or two reported strikes like that along the eastern seaboard every year, and probably a lot more in reality. And there are only about 400 of these kind of whales in the whole world. So each strike is really a big deal.
So Adam, I gather many boaters will use this app to avoid endangered whales. But it's hard to imagine that some folks might not exploit it and not use it for the reasons it's designed.
Well, two things. One, it doesn't actually give you like a pinpointed whale position, just sort of a general area to avoid. And two, fact of the matter is, if you get caught by the Coast Guard getting closer than 500 yards to a right whale or speeding in these special protection zones, you can face fines. Mariners have been fined up to $92,000 for this. So one guy I spoke to this morning, a rep for the company that brings the liquid natural gas tankers in and out of Boston Harbor, he said that every captain who doesn't already own one is going to run out and buy an iPhone or an iPad now. It's in their interest.
So by the way, Adam, just a FYI, when they first put those buoys way out in the harbor, I went out with them because that's exactly why they're there. They were mitigation for the new offshore, I guess it's not new anymore, but the
LNG tankers.
LNG tankers, yeah. The offshore terminal there. So good to see that we're actually getting something that we can actually all participate in from all that effort.